Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Kyle Paletto.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Sony unveils a bunch of new games during a State of Play, LEGO announces a budget-breaking Zelda set, and League of Legends fans are wild over a $500 skin. Here is the news for Sunday, 2nd of June. Let's go!
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
Sony held a PlayStation State of Play on Thursday with some new reveals, remakes, and my least favorite thing, so many pre-order exclusives. Confirming what we all suspected, God of War Ragnarok will be coming to PC on September 19th and will include the Valhalla DLC. It does need a PSN login though, so brace yourself for that. A new IP titled Ballad of Antara is trying desperately to be Elden Ring, and we were treated to a really good look at the upcoming Monster Hunter Wilds.
Until Dawn is being upgraded for PS5, and a remake of Silent Hill 2 is on the way. And finally, Astrobot was announced with an incredible trailer that, while looks fun, is in serious danger of being sued by Nintendo. Seriously, this game is so Mario Odyssey, it was genuinely confusing at times. Nonetheless, it does look awesome. There was plenty more announced. Check the link in our show notes for the full show.
When I was watching that trailer, especially the part where there seems to be a giant Donkey Kong, like robot of some kind, I'm just like, this is Mario. How are they getting away with this? That being said, I absolutely want to play
it. When it started, I was like, looks cool.
Yeah, it looks great.
I was like, these maps and this environment looks too much like Mario. It's no secret that Riot Games makes its money from microtransactions in the form of in-game cosmetics, but the latest addition to the game has made fans furious. The new RE skin collection is based on Faker, League's most iconic professional player, and has three tiers. The first tier costs around $50 and comes with an event pass, the Ryzen RE skin, and a few extra goodies. So far, so good. The second tier costs around $300 and comes with the immortalized legend RE skin with a bunch of extra animations and goodies. Okay, hang on a second. The third tier costs around $500 and comes with the immortalized legend RE skin with extra upgrades, a LeBlanc skin, three chromas, and more. Damn, that hits right in the cozy lives.
Riot would argue that the third tier comes with enough content that it would justify the price tag. But the most expensive League skins are no more than $50, and they're not exclusive and can be received for free randomly. So while League of Legends players often end up spending hundreds of dollars on the game, it's usually over longer periods of time in smaller increments. It's worth noting too that Faker himself doesn't even use skins when he plays the game. It's safe to say that Riot are way out of their league with this one. So maybe do what Faker does. Eagle-eyed players have noticed a potential Call of Duty reveal a few days early when it blasted onto their devices as a push notification. Whoops. Users of the Xbox Game Pass app on iPhone and Android got just announced Call of Duty Black Ops 6 is coming to Game Pass on day one later this year, flashing up on their phones.
It's been confirmed now that this is the case, marking a pretty big move after Microsoft's purchase of Activision Blizzard. It will be coming to everything else as well, but we all knew this was the plan at some point. It's a collaboration we've all been waiting for. Finally, we're getting an official Legend of Zelda LEGO set. Announced earlier this week, the LEGO set will feature the Great Deku Tree, which can be built to either be one scene in Ocarina of Time or Breath of the Wild. You'll get a couple of figures from both games, three versions of Link and a Breath of the Wild Zelda, Link's Treehouse from Ocarina of Time, some monsters, and some Koroks.
It's incredibly pricey, though, with it going for $450 Australian and set to arrive later this year. It does look fantastic, and it's super cool that you can switch the appearance of the Great Deku Tree, and I really hope this is the start to more Zelda Lego. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll just be out hacking some long grass for rupees so I can save up for this one. After 4 years, it seems we may be getting a new entry in the Doom franchise. According to reports, the new game will be called Doom the Dark Ages and won't be the traditional sequel. Instead, it might be a prequel focusing on the origins of the Doom Slayer and will be more of a medieval-inspired Doom world. There were stacks of medieval knights and things in the recent Doom Eternal and Doom 2016, so this tracks.
Rumours say that it's the same Doom game that has been going by the name Year Zero, and it's been in development for at least 4 years. With how big Doom Eternal was, it's unsurprising that they started developing a new game straight away. Nothing has officially been announced, but it's rumoured that we'll get more information at the Xbox Game Showcase next month. That's it for the big headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Songs of Silence is an Art Nouveau strategy game that combines a bit of auto-battling and kingdom building and hits early access on the 4th. This game has a really lovely visual style. Pick it up on PC this week.
Out on the 5th is the latest story update for Destiny 2, titled The Final Shape. It's not the end of new content for the long-running shooter, but it is the final chapter of the Light and Darkness saga that began with the original Destiny. That's out on PC, PlayStation, and Xbox this Tuesday.
A new asymmetrical multiplayer title is dropping this week based on a classic 80s horror film. It's Killer Clowns from Outer Space, The Game. Expect wacky powers and insane settings when it comes to PC, PlayStation, and Xbox on the 5th.
If you like platforming roguelikes, then you might want to check out Dragon Is Dead. You'll die in this game, that's a given, but build up your skills each run while enjoying the gorgeous pixel art. That's in early access on PC on the 8th of June.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name is Kyle Paletto. Thank you so much for listening.
Had a look at our videos on YouTube lately? We publish all our episodes in sweet video format, including Walkthrough. So if you'd like to get a better look at what we're talking about, head to youtube.com/sifterhq. While you're on youtube.com/sifterhq, don't forget to subscribe and turn on the little notification bell so you can get an alert when we're posting something new.
Sifter is produced by Fiona Bartholomaeus, myself, Adam Christou, Courtney Barrett, Daniel Ang, and Chris Button. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and executive producer Gianni DiGiovanni, who is also Walkthrough's script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Lightmap Sifter's interview podcast. Cade Franklin from Spitfire Interactive joins me to share Capes, a superhero tactics game where teaming up with your allies makes all the difference.
It's set in a world where the supervillains have defeated the superheroes 20 years ago. And since then, developing superpowers is outlawed. So as a player, you're one of the superheroes who was meant to be dead from 20 years ago is returned to the city. And he's starting to recruit a group of young superheroes to band together and fight back. I guess XCOM is the most obvious thing that people go, oh, it's a bit like XCOM. If you're familiar with Chimera Squad, XCOM Chimera Squad, it's closer to that, where there are kind of set heroes and there are missions that you go on.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on YouTube. Head to our website, sifter.com.au, or wherever you like to listen.